first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast. I've just had a piss next to Bill Oddie.
Really?
Yep. Didn't tell you that when I came back from the pub, did I? But there you go. It is show number 91. Just leaving that there. Going to the toilets, he's in there.
Still in there.
Yeah. What's he doing? Well,
it's not the actual Bill Oddie, is it?
Oh, right.
Just a picture of Bill Oddie next to the urinal. Okay. But there you go.
Oh, you definitely should have kept that, as I really thought you'd had a piss next to Bill
Oddie.
Well,
there you go. Show number 91.
91.
Obviously, we start the show with a stat for 91. March 29th of 1991, Diego Maradona is banned for 15 months in Serie A. Happy with that pronunciation?
Yeah, that's good.
For testing positive in cocaine.
Not surprised.
Okay.
So, didn't happen more often.
I didn't realise he dabbled.
Really? Have you not heard?
No idea.
But obviously, what I like to do, I like to get a stat and then delve a little bit deeper.
You do, don't you?
So what I've done is I looked at the new Maradona title, because someone has actually collated in Argentina. They often offer, you've heard these players that come through as the new Maradona.
Right.
Patrick Vieira was not one of the new Maradonas. I don't know where that's not come from. I had to look at some of the people that they actually did label the new Maradona. I'm going to go through them and we'll look at what they did and whether they can be targeted.
I think we should have a cheer or a boo.
Okay. Ariel Ortega.
I don't know.
They definitely overhyped it. I remember an ad campaign.
It was before some World France Cup, 98, I think, was his big.
He was dangerous.
You met the hand of God, now meet the rest of
the feet of God or something like that.
He was a danger. I mean, he was a quality striker, wasn't he?
But he didn't really do it, did he? He went to Valencia, Sampdoria, Parma, then fucked off back to South America. All right, this is an interesting one. Gallardo.
Who?
Exactly.
Gallardo?
Marcello Gallardo. He played
at Monaco,
yeah. 103 caps, 18 goals at Monaco. That was about it. Next one, Riquelme.
Yeah. Give him his juice.
He didn't do much at Barcelona. Villarreal was where you remember him from.
If he was
at the top of his game, someone would have picked him up from Villarreal. He would have gone.
He was just too slow. He'd never had any pace whatsoever. I mean, technically, magnificent player, but. He just didn't. Maradona had it all, didn't he? Because he had the pace, the skill, the flair.
I'll be honest, none of these early ones are going to get anywhere near Maradona, obviously. Right. Pablo Aimar.
Did
well at Valencia.
Again, he's a quality player.
62 games at Valencia, 34 goals, which is not bad. But then instead of leaving Valencia and going to a Real or a Juventus or a Man United, went to Benfica.
But he's still doing very well at Benfica.
Yeah, he's still there.
He definitely had a retro 80s haircut.
Yeah, but I mean, if he was on top, like right on top of the game, then he wouldn't have been there, would he?
Yeah.
This is a good one, D'Alessandro.
D'Alessandro.
He went to Wolfsburg, played 61 games at Wolfsburg, 8 goals. Then he went on loan to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
13 games, 1 goal. Then he went to Zaragoza.
The new Maradona.
Not the new Maradona. Not if you're on loan at Portsmouth a couple of years later, this one he comes close. Saviola.
Yeah.
He's a completely different player, though. He played.
Yeah, exactly. This is the thing as well. But I mean, it's what the Argentine press labelled him. So I think when he was younger, they thought he was going to be a bit.
Back in the day, what was it? PES 2000 and whatever it was. Saviola was a man you wanted in your team.
Barcelona
99-2000.
Ridiculous. Barcelona 123 games, 49 goals. Then he went to Monaco on loan, Sevilla on loan. Then he went to Real Madrid, which was a bit strange that he went there afterwards. And then Benfica, 69 appearances at Benfica, 24 goals.
Nice.
So, I mean, another one is at Benfica. Carlos Marinelli.
No.
Exactly. Went to Borough. Played 43 games for Borough and scored 3 goals. And then you've got the latter-day ones, Tevez, Messi, Aguero. Obviously, Messi.
None of them even close.
Nah.
Messi.
Take Messi out of the equation. Tevez, I don't think. Aguero, maybe. Possibly. We'll see what happens.
He's 22.
Yeah. He's only 22.
He's still only 22, isn't he?
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens. And then 2 more, we'll see what happens with.
He's young. He's very young.
The last two, Lavezzi.
Should have said it in our face, mate.
Lavezzi.
Yeah.
Napoli.
I believe.
Thank you.
Which
one are you talking about? The tall girl?
Yeah.
And basically, the reason that everyone just went bangers and stopped talking about football is because a girl left the pub who was semi-attractive.
Oh, come on.
She was a bit big.
She weren't that attractive, and she was oversized, but her breasts were enormous.
She was oversized.
She was about 7 foot tall.
She was very tall. She was very tall.
Anyway.
Levetzi, who is now at PSG, left Napoli, done really well there, so we'll see how he gets
on. He's more in the Tevez mould, hard worker. He's not
okay, not and this skills. Is a strange one. How do you want to say that? Zerati.
Mauro Zerati.
He was in the Qatari League.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Mentalist.
Do you remember, he came over to Birmingham, well for them, left footed player.
Yeah.
And he's now, he was at Inter on loan last season, but at Lazio.
Yeah.
And that's another one that they've blagged, so there we go.
Right, fair enough.
So they got a couple of them, right? Ish.
I'm going to give Aguero.
I think Aguero is a wonderful player.
Like, I think a different player, but. Yeah.
Well, then what would you describe Maradona as a player as? What was Maradona as a player?
Coquette.
No, as a player.
Patrick Vieira. Going back to what Stu said.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He looked the same.
What? He's an attacking, goal scoring, flying machine.
He's a Messi. Yeah. Messi's the same. He's not an out and out forward.
Aguero is exactly the same. I think Aguero is very similar.
I think Aguero is more of a goal scorer.
I can't see Aguero coming deep, running through loads of people from midfield.
No. I think he's more of a goal scorer.
I can see him around the whole of our back seven when we were playing in the last game of the season.
Fair point. But yeah, there we go. And also, if you go onto the website at the moment, there's a blog up, Maradona playing for Brazil.
I saw that.
Yeah. Have a little look at that.
Although, I'm just going to have to mention again the other blog that's gone up, that WrestleMania one. That is probably one of the best celebrations I've ever
scored.
It's
incredible,
isn't it? And I'll let you know, it's called... Have you not seen it yet?
No.
It's put out.
Sean put up this morning.
Oh, well done. Well, this is Wednesday, so if you listen to this on Thursday, it'll be up there.
It's a... where was it? Was it in Mexico?
Yeah.
It was in Mexico. One of the lads have scored. They've run over towards the touchline. And are you familiar with wrestling at all?
Yeah.
Do you know what a Hurricane Rana is?
No.
Oh, right.
Is it a finishing move?
No, it's not so much a finishing move. It's,
wasn't there a wrestler called Hurricane?
Yeah, there was. That's another thing.
Hurricane Rana. Anyway, is there an earthquake?
Yeah. And typhoon.
She just left the car.
Anyway, so you jump up on the... you jump up, the legs round the geezer's head, do a fucking spin thing, and the end. Oh, it's mental. Anyway, but they did this wrestling move as a goal celebration, and it was quality.
I like that.
It was awesome.
I watched that one.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Definitely make sure you do.
All right, South Korea versus Gabon.
Oh, wow.
What happened? What did I miss?
It was 0-0. It was rubbish. Let's move on. That is honestly all I've got to say about it.
It was. The game was rubbish, but the atmosphere was brilliant, I think.
The atmosphere was thus, and tell me when I go wrong, loads of pissed up English guys supporting Gabon, and loads of really enthusiastic South Korea. No, there was loads
annoyingly
of
annoyingly enthusiastic
South Korea fans.
Some of them,
with really high voices, men and women supporting South Korea. Both teams were rubbish. I don't know how South Korea beat Team GB.
No,
on the basis of what we saw, but yeah, there we go.
There's a crowd of 77,000 for that game, though, which is really good.
Yeah. Anyway. Dan, you've been keeping your eye on the Olympics.
I'm not going to argue, I haven't at all. But right, being the lad that I am, I've obviously done a bit of research to see what's been going on. Obviously, we had the quarterfinals, which was Team GB against Korea. And I'm not going to lie, this is the football podcast, but that Saturday, it was on Saturday evening, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That Saturday was... I did not leave the house once on Saturday watching the Olympics.
It was one
of the most magnificent days of sport for GB, with the sailing in the morning, the sort of rowing in the morning, the sailing.
Football podcast.
Hang on. But so, unfortunately for Team GB, they were playing at the same time as Jess Ennis winning her heptathlon gold, Greg Rutherford winning the long jump, and then Mo Farah winning the 10,000 metres. And just as Mo Farah had won his gold,
Pence
came along. And so.
I'd love to see the viewing figures of what happened. It would have just been like, everyone drops off, watches the good stuff.
That's what I did.
Bang,
so I flicked straight over, and I think the first penalty had been taken as Mo Farah won his gold. So I flicked over thinking, and to be honest, I think unfortunately this was the whole nation had this same attitude that then after what had just happened in the athletics, I don't really give a shit what happens in the football.
I took a different stance. I was like, I really wanted them to win as well, just to keep it going.
Once the disappointment, once the penalty shootout, there was a bit of a backlash as well, wasn't it, really? Precisely. But it was unfortunate timing, and obviously people haven't made a big deal out of it, I think, because of the fact that what had happened earlier on in that day. But you know, unfortunately, I think throughout the group, we watched quite a few of the matches.
I'm blaming Ramsey.
But what a shit penalty. Two shit penalties.
The first one just went in.
The first one was just awful lucky.
Penalty. We've got to have someone. I mean, that's why Gibson not taking it? Oh, Gibson wasn't on the pitch, was he?
Yeah. But the Brazil score as well. Against Honduras, 3-2 into was it 3-2 or 4-3?
3-2.
3-2 into extra time.
Yeah. And Honduras, Mexico was a great game as well. 4-2 Mexico.
Honduras youth team must be pretty
really
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one against Spain as well, didn't they?
The last one was Japan easily beat Egypt 3-0. Which led us into the semi-finals, and unfortunately it was two pastings. I think it was Brazil beat Korea.
They've played them as well, have they?
Yeah. Damiel, your target, Spurs target.
Damiel,
he got a couple.
Where's he from?
Is he playing,
he's playing in Brazil at the moment, yeah.
But where's he from? Brazil?
Yeah. Brazilian.
New Ronaldinho?
Yeah, exactly.
If he's playing for Brazil, he's probably from Brazil.
New Patrick Vieira.
He said he's playing in Brazil, not for Brazil.
Anyway, Mexico, and Mexico beat Japan 3-1. So it's which leaves a Brazil-Mexico final, which should be pretty tasty because both teams have done really very well. And we've got old, not that anyone cares, Gio Dos Santos
when he's
up against Sandro.
I do care about Dos Santos, actually, because I think he's a really good player.
I'm intrigued to see what happens.
And I'd love to see him actually get a start for someone.
Well, I'm intrigued because he's anyone who can do the business at 18 years old for Barcelona, what he did back then, why can't he do it in the Premiership? Unless he needs to get a bit bigger. It'd be interesting to see how he does it if he stays as well.
Talking of which, I quite liked it. Someone tweeted after Bolt won his 100 metre sprint final. It was like, yeah, but can he do it on a rainy night in Stoke?
Which leads me on to another point.
Hang on, just while we're just talking about the Olympics as well.
Such a good little link.
Sorry,
though.
But I got a text from Sean on Monday night or Tuesday night to tell me to watch to switch to BBC Three. USA versus
Canada.
Women's football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Great. Yeah. Johnny, go with that. And then.
That's it. No, it was a good game. I've got right on it.
Talking of Usain Bolt and football, I'll get this video up as well. I think there's a whole documentary about him that has been going around. But he's got a dream to play for Man United.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen this,
So. He is but there was this little video that I think is part of the documentary, and it's only about 2 minutes long, and it starts off as obviously his mate is filming him, and first thing he says, so he goes,
"What do you mean his mate filming him? Like on a phone camera?" Way?
No, on a proper camera.
So how do you know it's his mate then?
Because he's chatting to him like it's his mate.
Well, it's probably just the cameraman that he's employed.
I love the fact we're only doing a quick half an hour show, but you're going on a point
of otherwise it's just one person speaking. Right. No one wants to hear you speak all the time, do they?
Right. Anyone else want to talk about this then?
I'm
enjoying it.
Thanks, mate. So, Usain Bolt's being filmed.
By his mate.
Yeah. And he says, first thing is, he says, whatever you do, get this tape to make sure Alex Ferguson sees this tape. And he says, mate, I'm not going to do a Jamaican accent because.
God,
please don't. Please don't.
Got to be able to do one. Come on.
No? What do you mean he's got to be able to do one? Why?
Because he's from the hood.
And Mum are both from Jamaica.
All right, that's all right.
There was it wasn't just a bloody stereotype.
Right, yeah, anyway, he goes, make sure Alex Ferguson get this tape, right?
Thanks.
And the cameraman goes, what are you doing? He said,
Wagwan.
He goes, what do you think I'm doing? He goes, I'm putting on my football boots and I'm wearing my football jersey.
Did you put Man U top on it?
No, he's just got a football jersey on.
Why is he from China?
He goes, I don't know. Anyway, so he goes, right, isn't it forbidden? This is before the Olympics, right?
Okay.
This is and he goes, isn't it forbidden? So you say, well, of course it's forbidden. I'm a sprinter. He goes, does Coach Mills about this? Coach Mills? He goes, nah, man, when he sees this documentary, he's going to be pissed. It's fucking brilliant.
How long is the video?
It's only about a minute and a half long.
Okay, so it's not really a documentary, more of a short
film. It's part of a documentary. Okay. And he says, and he sort of goes on to say, don't worry, it'll be after the Olympics by the time he sees this. Whatever you do, do not show him this video before the Olympics, he'll kill me. And it just goes to a shot with him having a kickabout with some of the locals and his sound in Jamaica.
So it's quality. Who's it for? Is it sponsored by...
I'm not entirely sure. I know that there was a documentary done about him, and this is just a clip from it that I'll get up. It's just so funny. It's like, it's just Usain Bolt being a lad, and obviously he just wants to try and play for Man United.
I like that. Jay, Petrov.
Yeah. Just a little bit of an update. He's in remission now, which is a good
news. Which is fantastic.
I tweeted that about a week ago. Yeah.
Fantastic news. Yeah.
So, really, really good news.
I don't know about his playing career or whether he's going to.
Secondary, I would have thought.
Yeah, very much secondary. But he's in remission, so which is not a cure. It's not cured, but there's no cancer in his body at the moment.
How do you know that, Jay?
because I looked it up.
I saw it. I thought it was very good, the research you had done. Yeah, it was a nice little question.
I didn't know what it meant, so I had to find out.
He's actually asking, what is cancer remission?
I can tell you, from personal experience, not me personally, but it's a good thing.
Yeah. Really, absolutely, yeah.
It's a very good thing.
We're all very
it's a good start.
Definitely. Moving on, bring it back up.
Very, very quickly, keeping it down, get well to Robert Huth. Robert Huth has been diagnosed with suspected meningitis.
Oh, shit.
So he's in hospital at the moment. Lovely lad, it seems, Robert Huth. And he never hear anything bad about him. Seems like a good character. And so he wasn't very well. Checked him out. Suspected meningitis. Hopefully he'll get well soon as well.
Last piece of sad news. Rest in peace, former referee Jack Taylor died aged 82.
Yeah, I saw that as well, yeah.
Refereed the 1974 World Cup final between West Germany and Holland.
Was it the header?
He gave the first ever penalty and the second ever penalty in a World Cup final.
In the same game.
So rest in peace, Jack. Yeah.
Any more sad news?
I've got some ridiculous news. It's a bit sad.
Alright, you say your sad news. Go on. Just go for it.
It's not sad. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, that'll do. Beard. Has anyone got any fucking ridiculous news?
Yeah,
go down.
England are third in the FIFA World Cup.
Oh, I did see this, yeah. It is absolute.
How has this happened? They might be playing a game.
Best position ever. Moved up to third above Uruguay, who won the Copa America victory. They won the Copa America with a victory. But apparently FIFA don't count that.
No.
So there you go.
No. Absolutely, I don't believe. I mean, I know it's a joke. We know it's on past performances and it's like points tallying, blah blah blah. But it's just ridiculous.
I like this as well. Did you know there's four teams in the world rankings that are still not registered a ranking point? Even when you get a point
Wales,
for like, even when you get
Scotland.
No.
Bhutan,
Montserrat. Yep, Montserrat, San Marino, and then the Turks and Cassius Islands.
Right.
No, I'm surprised about San Marino, though, because they played in
qualifiers.
Yeah, they turn up for a game. You'd think that'd earn them, like, 10 ranking points at least, or something like that. Yeah,
it'd be fun if they carry on turning up.
Spain, Germany, obviously up there. England third. There you go.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Speaking of more ridiculous, have you heard about... where is it?
Good,
this is pretty ridiculous.
Let me tell you something. Kendall Town. Have I told you about this?
No. You haven't told yourself by the sounds of it.
Kendall Town have got a new sponsor. It's an American company called Rosetta, right? And they make a product called the beard beardy. Right. It's a woolly hat that includes a fake beard to keep the face warm, right? It looks fucking ridiculous. But
you're wearing one right now.
But yeah, you're not wrong actually. But
that's a photo. So we're touching his beard. We're touching his beard.
But the ridiculous thing is that they are forced to train, and they're contractually obliged to wear the hat beard thing when they train and travel to games.
Oh,
and you can buy your own KCFC version. There's a picture of them training with these fucking beards on. It is absolutely ridiculous. But you can buy your own one in the club shop for 20 quid.
Talking of beards.
Yes.
You need to listen to this. Talking of beards. You remember last week I opened the show with an Italian 1990 skin?
Yeah, that's right.
You did.
Then a couple of days later I saw this in the paper. You might have seen it. Basically, someone that looks a bit like Pavarotti applied for a credit card from Barclays. And when you apply for the credit card, you have to send a photo of yourself. And they dismissed this application because they thought it was Pavarotti. And they thought it was a guy. I'm going to show you this guy now, and I'll put this on the website. That's not Pavarotti. That's just some guy who wanted a money card.
It's Jules Cousin.
Colin Miller. That's my uncle.
Colin Miller looks exactly like Pavarotti. I saw like 2 days after we were talking about Italian 90, and I've just noticed now. Dan Silva has got the exact beard of Pavarotti or Colin Miller, one of the two. But yeah, well, there we go. And one other bit of news as well. I noticed. I found out something about Danny Welbeck.
Right.
His dad was a bomb disposal expert in the Gulf War.
Yes,
first name was Stan.
Oh no,
Stan
Welbeck.
Oh,
come on!
Hang on, why did you get rid of your say? Yeah, I've heard about that.
Because I heard
the gag.
Yeah.
Oh, right, fair enough. Thanks for teeing me up. I appreciate that.
That's all right, mate.
You having that, Sean?
No. It was good. Better than last week, put it that way.
Well, they have to be.
I'm going to go on more of the ridiculous.
Oh.
Have you seen? No. Playford FC, who are a Sunday league team. Have you okay. This has gone. This is the video. The video's got 40,000 hits on YouTube. Been showed on Sky Sports News as well, right? Basically, they are really struggling to get a new shirt sponsorship this year.
Yeah.
So, what they decide to do is turn out in just their undies.
Yes.
And they've made a video of them playing a match against another team in just their underwear with the LMAFO Sexy and You Know It playing in the background. And to be honest, it's brilliant. And funnily enough, they've actually got quite a few sponsorship deals now, potential sponsorship deals, for this video of them just playing in socks and pants.
That's fair enough.
Brilliant.
Have we got any naughty boys?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, go on, Shorty. I know.
Suarez got a little bit angry. I don't know if anyone saw that. He got angry at the Welsh fans and basically said they boo me because they can't deal with my talent.
Yeah,
no,
like
they
that.
Boo you because you're a massive racist. Yeah, that's why they boo you. Oh, go on. Who we got for naughty boys?
Before that, sorry, just going back to
interrupting naughty boys.
I know. No, I am, but because
it makes you a naughty boy.
It does make me a very naughty boy. But just going back, to the naked theme.
Okay. Like,
have you seen Yeovil Town?
I can't stop looking at you and thinking Pavarotti.
I'm not half of his. I'm an eighth of his size.
The beard.
All right, do the shave. All right, Yeovil Town. Right. Also, haven't got a sponsor at the moment. They're really struggling. The new deal didn't go through.
Yeah.
Hasn't been renewed, and they're looking for a sponsor. So for their pre-season team photograph, they all took it. Well, I think the majority of the squad, apart from the coaching staff, have had it with their shirtless. They just they're just topless.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They've had their pre-season photo just topless because they haven't got a shirt sponsor.
Is that honestly true?
That is honestly
true.
I've seen the picture this morning myself. Yeah.
Get the picture. Put it on the site.
It's ridiculous. Yeovil Town.
That is on you.
No sponsor. They said if they haven't got any sponsors, then they can't wear a shirt. So they're just going to play topless.
I do like that.
All right.
Right. Who's your naughty boy, Sean?
Well, it's Blackburn and NEC Nijmegen fans.
See, well, this is interesting because the Blackburn official website seemed to blame the Blackburn fans.
But
the Dutch authorities were making out that they were going to sort of be ambushed. But yeah, sorry, explain the story to anyone who doesn't
basically,
know.
Basically, they're friendly. I think it was supposed to be on Friday. They got called off because of like two or three massive altercations between both sets of fans. And official statement read that NEC Nijmegen were having their annual fun day for families and there were concerns about possible trouble. Which makes you wonder what they do on their family fun days. No, it's in Holland.
Oh, right.
Well, they didn't want the fun to be affected, apparently, so they called off the game.
I hope the same thing doesn't happen, because we're all going to Wickham in a couple of weeks' time on a podcast outing.
Yeah.
Wickham versus Gillingham.
Fun day?
Well, no, it'll be a horrible day. It certainly won't be fun for any families, but it'll be fun for us. But, that's interesting. Sean, while I'm with you, Champions League and UEFA for qualifying.
Well, yeah.
Well, naughty boys has just been overtaken.
No, naughty boys. Well, I've got more naughty boys.
Go on then. Give us a proper naughty boy.
Right, a proper naughty boy.
Because that wasn't really naughty boys.
I kind of got two. One of them, which I was saying to Stu on the lift on the way down, I was like, I couldn't think of any real naughty boys. He made a good shout. The have you seen a bit of trouble with the Cameroon? Cameroon athletes.
Oh yeah.
So seven of them have gone missing. One of which is one of the football players.
Yeah.
They've come over for the Olympics. They've done their bit, and they've now scarpered.
Yeah.
And we haven't got a clue where any of them are. I think it's five boxers, one football player, and one.
I'm not going to stop him if I see him. No. Five boxers, Roundhouse. Yeah.
He's got one of the football players has gone AWOL. So and they have absolutely no idea. This follows on from last week where three of the Sudanese athletes have disappeared as well. So we've now got 10 missing athletes somewhere in London, possibly, and nowhere to be seen. So it's pretty naughty. He's just scarpered.
I'd like to see a missing poster for that. Just five boxes with their gloves on, some guy with a football. No chance.
Have you seen this man?
All right. Is that your only?
That's one of my naughty boys. The other naughty boy, actually, which I found really quite interesting, being a Tottenham fan as I would. Right. This was courtesy of Who Ate All the Pies. Right. And I think this is very interesting. Back in 1984. Right, it was a massive, massive hoo-ha. It was Spurs' UEFA Cup semi-final against Hajduk Split.
Yep.
Right, and it's been for years and years and years.
Well, you looked at us as if you've said that well.
Yeah.
It's Hajduk Split. They're a well-known club. It's not a good pronunciation.
All right.
So it's an okay pronunciation.
Anyway, before kick-off, one of the Split fans invaded the pitch with a live cockerel, or rooster, I think it was, and snapped his neck. on the pitch, right? Like, and this has been
split a few feathers.
This is we
split. Yeah,
this is nice. This has been a mystery for the last. Yeah, you know,
that is foul play.
God! For the last however many years, this has been an absolute mystery. And literally, I think in the last this week,
are you winging
we found
this?
Out. We found out who it is.
Chicken wing, Dan. Come on, yeah, thanks, go on. Hang on, you found out who the guy did was?
Yeah, it's come clean. I said, courtesy of who ate all the pies, who were on Twitter.
From what year?
Right, so 1984, okay. Right? Okay. So it's Split fan Anthony Barabbas, now a 50-year-old lawyer, has admitted that it was he who choked his chicken in the middle of the ground on that fateful night. So supposedly, his explanation was that Rooster was a symbol of Tottenham. The English fans were so arrogant. They thought they were bigger than God. So I drank a beer, stole a rooster from a bar. From a bar?
Stole a bar,
ran onto the centre of the pitch and snapped its neck.
We've all done it.
I realise now I was very wrong and I apologise. I'm sorry, I was wrong. I can only blame my immeasurable love of Hajuk.
Hope he gets a proper punishment for this.
Mate, ridiculous. Like, some kind of 28 years fine. Down the line, like I said, it says it's helped him ever since. But I think that's meant to, like, sort of a mystery solved after 28 years. Apparently, yeah. It caused so much controversy back then, they never knew who it was.
And I hope they play Hereford at some point.
Why is that?
Because they're the Bulls.
Right.
I like to see them try and do that in the halfway, like, get turn up on one. But yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah, that is a naughty boy.
That's a very, very naughty boy. Old school naughty boy.
Hopefully, he's now learned his lesson.
Who ate all the pies? That's courtesy of, and it's at WAAT Pies on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter, very, very good stuff.
How did I don't really understand where that came from. Did he just came out and said,
I think he must have just...
Was it some sort of
did
long...
Did he not get arrested at the time? Did he just run back into his...
I guess not. No, they never caught the guy who did it. And now he's admitted it 28 years later.
Oh, all right, decent. All right, Sean, just give us an overview. Any interesting results?
Not really. It's pretty dull.
There was one interesting thing. What? Liverpool.
Oh, Stuart Downing scored.
Yeah, against Duhamel with
No way.
It was a good goal as well.
The Scottish team, scored. Yeah.
Celtic got a scrape through with a 2-1 win. They're playing at HJK Helsinki tonight, but a bit of a dodgy result. Obviously, Helsinki have got the away goal. Motherwell.
So they haven't scraped through, they've just got a home advantage. Yeah. They've got a win from their home
exactly,
game.
Exactly, a 2-1 win. Motherwell lost 2-0 at home to Panathinaikos. So it looks like they're going out. But yeah, I didn't bother looking at the Europa League.
Fair enough.
But speaking of scoring, did you see Sammy Khedira?
Sammy who?
Khedira. How do you spell
Sammy Khedira?
Khedira. All right, Mr. Pronunciation. did you see him score the week in the friendly against Santos Laguna?
I must have missed that one.
All right. Well, the reason you wouldn't have missed it because it was quite funny because he scored with his face. It was absolutely brilliant. The cross has come in. The keeper's got. I think the guy's flicked it on. The keeper's come to punch it, and from about 3 yards away, punched the ball straight into Kane's face. It smacked him square in the nose, and then just bounced into the net.
Excellent.
Probably pretty big nose. Great finish.
That's good positioning.
It's great positioning.
It's good positioning.
It looked like it hurt quite a bit.
Right, a little one from me. I'm going to try and get it before Jay busts in with all of his news.
Leave it, Jay.
The Hazard brothers. You know there's now two of them at Chelsea.
Yeah.
There's actually three.
Wrong, Sean Miller. You've got Eden, 21, signed from Lille.
Yeah.
Torgan, now, 19, signed from Lens. Kylian, 17, at Lille. And a 7-year-old, Ethan, the fourth brother, who is playing for Royal Stade Rennais in Belgium. There's four of them. And they reckon, obviously, he's at Lille, so he's going to be quite good, this 17-year-old. They've got another one, Ethan, who's playing for Royal Stade Rennais, who is the same team that all of his brothers have played for. They're not even he's seven. They're not in the Belgium league. Well, they might be in a Belgium league.
Is that four or five?
Four. No, I think it's just...
Sean struggles to count past three.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Pretty amazing, to be honest. Isn't it? Like, his mum and dad have got some sort of...
I suppose it's a bit like... Was it the Fijian? Or...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Not the Fijian. They're playing the Fijian. Oh, hang on.
When you thought one player was called 8 goals, it was just a load of brothers.
It was four brothers.
But, I mean, two of these are at Chelsea. One's at Lille. And the other one's seven, so he might make it. Do you know what I mean?
10 years' time? 10 years' time. Think about it. He'll be 17. And the rest of Hazard's oldest at 31. Could still be playing.
Yeah.
They could all four be in the Belgian team.
Could all be playing for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like, that is what could happen. They reckon they're going to loan Torgan back out, but obviously Eden Hazard's going to be a big favourite for him this season, you would have thought. So, right, anything else for anyone else before we move on?
Fantasy Football League?
Yeah, go on. We've got loads in there now, haven't we?
25.
It'll be 26 as soon as I sort it out.
Well, you still got in there.
I didn't think we had that many listeners, but yeah.
We do. We have hundreds and hundreds.
Thousands.
Yeah, thousands.
Yeah.
Loads and loads. Yeah.
Was that it? Just a number for us.
Well, yeah.
Oh, keep going.
I was going to mention the pin and the name of the league. If it's on fantasyfootball.mirror.co.uk, the league name is Pubcast. And the pin.
Capital P.
With a capital P.
Capital P.
And the pin is 800791.
So we got 25 teams 25, in there so yeah. far, and we're going to start mentioning it when it all kicks off, seeing who's up there and who's at the top of the league. So yeah, we'll crack on with that.
I've just got a very quick one.
Go on.
Alex Song going to Barcelona. Ha ha. Unlucky Arsenal.
One song.
Moving on.
One song.
Apparently they've agreed personal terms.
Really?
Yeah.
They're looking to sign Nuri Sahin to replace.
Apparently that's not happening. Apparently he's staying at Madrid. Yeah.
So you know the headline song are gone for a song. That's what it's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably
I'm well chuffed because he's a quality player.
He's good.
He was the reason that Arteta did so well for them.
Yeah, that's what we talked about on the pubs, didn't he? He freed it up.
One other potential naughty boy that I forgot about, Ashley Cole. Did you see his tweets this week?
No.
You know, there was all this speculation that he was rejecting a contract extension from Chelsea.
Going to PSG for 200k.
He tweeted this. This is a direct tweet from Ashley Cole. Contract talks have not stalled, just started. And 200k a year, are you for real? I'd never ask for that.
Are you for real?
Next one. Like I said before, don't listen or always believe what media say. They ain't got a clue.
They haven't got a clue, actually. Haven't.
Well, whatever. So he said,
maybe he's trying to keep it within the letter.
He said 200k, are you for real? I'd not ask for that. So all the Arsenal fans, because obviously you know the massive story about his book when he was like, I can't remember what figure he was talking
55
about.
55.
55 and he almost crashed his car.
Yeah.
So then he had to do another one. Ask the fans, get over it. I left. I won. Hashtag.
I have a star on my shirt now. Yeah. Brilliant.
But all the Arsenal fans were going mental.
I bet they did.
People were saying, "Oh, you owe everything to Wenger. Wenger, you were a striker, and Wenger put you as a left back and stuff like that." He was having an issue. He was having an actual.
You know what?
I've always liked
Ashley Cole.
Yeah. Well, I've always liked him from an England point of view. Yeah, but. Don't care what he does off the pitch.
Good player.
Amazing on the pitch. Yeah, probably worth his wage as well. But yeah, there you go. Right, we've got a new section.
A new section?
Hold on.
Hang on. There's surely it's a committee for this sort of thing.
Well, I'll put a new section in.
All right.
Did you not notice it? It's on your group sheet. Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
We were wondering what this.
Okay, the basis of this. I can't say a name. What was the girl called in Hogwarts?
Hermione.
Hermione Granger.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Boom. You've done it for me. I'm excited about this because I thought I was going to have to explain it, and you'd be like,
she's fit.
Yeah, she is fit, and you could tell she was fit from about the first film when she was about
9.
No. Right, maybe not the first film. From some of the early films.
Oh, hang on.
She was this
is going to lead back to the rock scene.
It's not. From the early films, you could tell she was going to be all right, wasn't she? You decided her on YTS films from the age of like I'm talking 14, 15. You just
stop
thought,
it. You no, mean no. 16, 17? Is what
no,
you
no,
mean.
I'm saying. I'm saying when you looked at.
I've never seen Jim Staples squirm in his chair.
I'm not squirming.
Right
I'm quite happy about this. I'm saying when she was a girl, you were saying she could grow up to be a nice looking,
an attractive woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. If you could just give me that shovel back, though.
Don't misconstrue anything. Okay, so basically, I'm going to look at some of the players, the youngsters that no one really knows about, that could turn out to be big players in the Premier League this season.
Hence the term
Hogwarts. You see what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's
really dubious.
A very, very, very random link. The Hermione Award.
Yeah.
Or Hermione.
But that's the only time we're going to explain it. From now on, it's going to be the Hogwarts section. If people don't understand what it means, then we don't care. They shouldn't listen to previous shows. Did you see someone's downloading shows 1 to 40?
Don't bother, anyway. I'm not on it.
So the first one is a Southampton left back called Luke Daniel Shaw.
Right.
He's age 17, born 12th of July 1995 in Kingston upon Thames.
Born in 1995.
Exactly.
Makes you sick.
He is bang on 6 foot. As I say, he's a left back. He's squad number 34. He's played for their academy and reserve teams. Made his debut on the 28th of January last season in an FA Cup fourth round replay against Millwall.
Oh, right, so only a few months ago. Only been in this
year. Yeah. So he's only played like a handful of times, if that.
So you probably have to look out for him in like Carling Cups in the FA Cup.
No.
Is he the starting left back?
I'll go on.
Sorry.
So he's good for the youth team. people have been calling him the new Gareth Bale because of where he plays and the fact
from Southampton.
Bit of a and very attacking and from Southampton. Already attract the interest of Arsenal, Chelsea and Man City. Nigel Adkins, when all this sort of speculation happened, Nigel Adkins said at the end of last season...
Is he the geezer that came up with that diet?
Yeah, bang on. Dr. Adkins said, Luke Shaw is a big part of our future plans. We've got no intention, believe you me, of letting him or any of our younger players move on. We want them for the first team in the Premier League playing for Southampton.
Cool.
So in the summer, he was promoted into the first team. He's got the squad number now. He's represented England at under-16 and under-17. And as I say, because of the comparison to Gareth Bale, he's known as an attacking left-back. Pace, dribbling ability, ball control and free kicks as well. So you can see why they're saying it.
Yeah. I like this new section. Talent for the future.
And this is an interesting one as well. I found out that he's been described as technically very gifted by Sir Trevor Booking, who obviously knows the England setup and has obviously seen him in these under 16 and 17 teams.
It's not a bad quote. I'd have that on my CV.
And I've dug out a Southampton fan called Leon Robbins. You guys might remember him as the guy that chipped the mirror goalkeeper from 30 yards. Was it you in goal, Jake?
No.
So he's obviously right. He's got a little bit of footballing ability himself. He can pop him in from 30 yard chips. This is a direct quote from Leon. The next Gareth Bale, Son's looking like a monkey. Luke is a beautiful looking lad, one that a mother will be pleased that their daughter has been smashed by. He'll probably take the left back position from Danny Fox by Christmas, and then be at Arsenal by February the 1st. Excited. But he's told me about this player, and he's genuinely excited that he could be a really good sort of young player. So nice. Danny Fox will be starting at left back, but if this guy gets a chance, 17, and with all this background and being an interest on him. So if he does make his debut and pops in a free kick from 45 yards.
You heard it first.
Luke Shaw, we know that one. So I'll get another one for next week and we'll go through that. While we're there, tweet us at Football Pubcast or email us banter at Football Pubcast. If you've got a player at your team that you want us to do a little spotlight on, give me the name.
Are we having Premier League?
We'll do anyone.
We'll do anyone. We're not fussing.
We'll do anyone.
The Hogwarts section is open to all. Next week we might well take a player from one of your clubs. Yeah. So if you give me a tip and this guy,
I've got one already.
I've got one for Chillingham. No one's really going to care about him, but
you two know about him
as well. So it could be a nice little one. So if you have got recommendations at Football Pubcast, tweet us. Anything else for anything else, guys?
I'd say just other good news. I think heartwarming news. I think quite nice. AFC Wimbledon. Potentially going to be back in the borough of Merton.
Oh, really? Brilliant.
Yeah, they're talking about they're going to go full circle and back where it all began. Because they're playing in Kingston at the moment, which to be fair is not far away.
No.
Down the road. But they're potentially looking at... have you ever been to the dogs at Wimbledon?
Yes, I have.
I have a little back
horrible,
in my uni
horrible
days. Horrible, horrible place in general. But they are potentially looking at building a 12,000-seater stadium.
Stadium.
12,000-seater stadium.
Easy for you to say, Daniel.
Absolutely. Where the current Greyhound Stadium is. Big enough to potentially go up to a 26,000. And which will put them straight back in the heart of Wimbledon, which would be fantastic to get.
That would be a good start. A decent little club as well. They are a decent, really decent club.
I think that's some good news.
Right, any more for us to do a little bit of shopkeeping? Jay, honestly, nothing else for you to bombard us with this week?
No, I've had my lot, I think.
Yeah, he's had a busy week. He's had a big week. Right, Sean's already mentioned the pubcast. That is fancyfootball.mirror.co.uk. The league name is Pubcast with a capital P. The code is 800791. There's some blogs on the Football Podcast, as you've been hearing. We've got They See Me Rolling, which is a wheelchair
fantastic radar.
We've got Maradona for Brazil, and the one that I didn't even know was up. We'll have a couple more on there. We'll have a couple more on there
just before we go.
Western
Sydney, very quick update on Western Sydney. They've got they've added another four players to the roster. I mean, which has now got 13 first team players.
So they've got a team.
They've got a team and a couple of subs. Former Aston Villa reserve and young Socceroo Rhys Caira, I think it is.
Never heard of him.
Nor have I.
Hang on.
Aston Villa reserve's biggest fan.
That must be years ago.
Former Gold Coast United goalkeeper Jared Tyson and State Premier League midfielder Jason Trefiro and striker Taj Minicon, who used to play at Brisbane Roar and Gold Coast United. 23-year-old, apparently supposed to be quite tasty. Had his problems with injury, but There we go.
Could be Hogwarts then.
Could
next
be Hogwarts.
Could be Hogwarts.
It's a bit old for that, isn't
he? How old was he? 23?
23, yeah.
Yeah, 23, but if he's not really broke through yet, then it's a little bit different.
But really nice news as well. The club has sold more than 500 memberships within the first 2 days of their release. So there's obviously quite a bit of popularity for it. And,
500, it's not that good, is it?
In the first 2 days?
Well, I suppose.
Brand new club?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just, you know... It's just better than nuts, isn't it?
Western Sydney Wanderers fan the other day as well.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Talking of which, did you see the guy that introduced the podcast to his dad?
Yeah! I did see that.
A shout out to Keith and Nick Howe. Nick Howe just sent a tweet to his dad saying, "Dad got a podcast for you to listen to." And I was like, "Oh shit, if he's crap, then he ain't going to get a vote for this." But yeah, there we go. It was nice. Right, email us banteroutfootballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Complaints, always the same.
That's Simon Head.
Thank you very much. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. Most importantly, visit the website, get the show downloaded, www.footballpodcast.co.uk.
Only www.
Go to Google, which is what you're going to put type in football podcast and you'll be fine. We'll be back with you next week. It was supposed to be a quick show again, fellas. We've done 40 minutes.
We've timed it to perfection because it's about to absolutely lash it down.
We'll be back next week with show number 92. In the meantime, we're off to listen to Dan Silva sing Pavarotti for us.